Okay, this is Perek Chafei in Hilchos Kelim, as we slowly come to an end of the last few chapters of Hilchos Kelim. So now the Rambam is going to get back into Kelim and Medrash Tumah, meaning Tumah Medrash is the Tumah that's contracted from a Zav, sitting or lying on an object. So he starts off by saying, Alach Aleph, Kol Pshutei Kli Eitz, so any Kli that's made out of wood that is flat, Ha'asuyin Li Yeshiva, or that's made to sit, lie, or ride upon, Mistalem Medrash, Kagona Mita V'Kiseh Hen. So therefore, contract Tumas Medrash, like any other thing, like a bed or a chair that normally is sat upon. This is like the bed, the pillow, and the cushion used for a dead body. So to the chair of a bride, or a what do you call it, a chair that's used for a woman when she gives birth. So that's a chair that someone who washes clothes uses to hang clothes over. That's a chair of a child that has legs. So even though none of these things are a tefach off the ground, kol elam mistama and medrash, nonetheless, they all contract tumas medrash. Lach gimel kisei shebarzel she'osam beis kisei. So that's a, what do you call it, a seat that's made out of metal, that va'or nasan olav, and for a bathroom, and what do you call it, it's covered over with hide, nasan olav, excuse me, harehu mistama medrash v'shar tumas. So you can contract tumas medrash and any other type of tumah. Hefresh or hamechup ala barzel, but let's say take off the hide that covers this iron seat. Or mistama medrash, the leather can still contract tumas medrash, for barzel mistava shar tumas, but the iron part can contract other types of tumah, aval lo medrash, but not tumah from mazav. Now the dalid, traskol shel gemi, so that is a basket that's made out of reeds, v'chiyotzeba mechupa ba'or, that's let's say covered with hide. Mistava medrash shar tumas, so it can contract tumah from mazav as well as other tumah. Hifrish or ma'alav, let's say I remove the leather from it. Ha'or mistava medrash, the leather can still contract tumas medrash, aval ha'traskol, Tahar miklum, it's tahar from everything. Shrei nasa kashivrei kila, because now the basket is considered to be like a broken clay. Lachay saslan shem merchas. So you have what do you call it, benches that are inside a bathhouse. Shtei raglav shal eitz. The two of the legs are made out of wood. Mistama medrash contracts from a zav. Haisa achas shal eitz v'achas shal shish. Let's say one of them is made out of wood and the other one's made out of marble. Inam akabel tuma, it does not contract tuma. Lachavav nisarim shem merchas. So that's boards that are in a bathhouse. Shugman, right, that are covered with a type of cork, enema kabban tumma, do not contract tumma. Shena soyin li yeshiva, they're not made for sitting. Elekadeshi halkal mayim tachtein, rather for the water to flow underneath them. Lachzayin hakalkala vasal, so that's a basket or another two types of baskets. Shemalon teven umuchin, let's say it's filled up with straw or pieces of cloth. Afi sheiskinan li yeshiva, even though it's made for sitting. Enema kabban tumas medrash, so it does not contract tumas medrash. Enema reuyin li yeshiva, because it's not really fit and normal to sit upon it. Vim sarga megemio mashicha alpien. Let's say you, what do you call it? You put reeds or some type of string over where their openings are. Mistama medrash, then it would contract tumah from a zav. Lachas koras bias besabad. So this is what do you call beams of an olive press. Asa rosha echad kiseh, that I made the head of one of them a place to sit on. Ena mistama medrash does not contract tumah from a zav. Meish omen lo amud and asim lachteno, because we'll say to him, stand up, get out of our way. We need to use the beam to press our olives. But let's say I attached what do you call the chair to the beam of the olive press. Then a kise mistama medrash. So now the chair can contract tuma from a zav. The imdaras a zav alakora. And now if the zav walks over the beam, lo nitma kise, the chair will not become tuma. V'chenim kava kise v'kora gdola. Let's say I attached the chair to a large beam. O'asa rosh kora gdola kise. Or I made what it called a chair at the end of a very large beam. Ain tame elamakam kisei levad. Only the place of the chair is tame. Ushar koratara. The rest of the beam is tahar. V'chein adem b'kisei shakavu bariba shu tahar. So too, a chair that is attached to a kneading trough also is tahar. Lachates ktsasa kora shemisakin hamisate says evan leishemalav. So let's say a person who is cut stones, he prepares the edge of a beam in order to sit upon it. So where he sits on, harei makam shivaso mistama medrash. That place where he sits on contracts tumah from zav. Makam shiva shachori akaron tahor. But any area where a place where someone sits in the back of a carriage area is tahor. Sheina eli shiva tsar, because it's very uncomfortable to sit in that location. Lachayud roshe kolos klonasos yoshen aleina umnim. So tops of beams where workers sit upon umne vishafenis avanim. And they smooth out the stones there. Chiyot zben, that's taharim. V'chein kupa shel tamra. So too, what do you call it? A piece that I break off from a date palm, to Yosha Vala that I sit upon it, Afila Gober Tafach, even if it's a tafach off the ground, Tahara Shane's a kli. This isn't considered a kli. Bechain Bul Shal Eitz, so too, a what do you call it? A basically a chunk of wood, Afi Shisarko Becharkamo Vaso Panim Lisear. Then I go ahead and what do you call it? I make it red and Panim Lishar and I make it like a facade for a gate. Uchiotzibo in a kli, Vlom Kabotomachi Yachukbo. It's not considered a kli until, and it won't contract some until I actually engrave in it. Like designs. Roshe klonosos ha-chakukin. So when it comes to beams that have been hollowed out, im chaku ledas mekaban tuma. So if they're hollowed out on purpose, they're contract tuma. Matzam chakukin, if I come across them that way, im chishav leim mekaban tuma mikanu lahaba. So if I intend to now sit upon them, now they're going to contract tuma from now on. The im chishav leim chershav v'katan. Or Adam Sheina Shalom, but let's say a deaf mute, someone mentally incompetent or a minor, or someone who this beam that's belonged to them thinks about it, has intention, then it's Tahor. So do other things that don't contract Tumah, Elo Machshava, only through thinking, Shein Lacham Machshava Elas, and Machshava's Bailam Shein B'nei Deah. Because the only intent that helps to define an object that can contract Tumah is that of the owners, who are also considered in halachic terms a bardas, meaning they're not a cheresh of a katam. Let's say I took a big pile of yeast and I dried it out and I said I'm going to make this into something to sit upon. It's no longer food. And it actually contracts tuma from a zav because it's serving like a wooden kli. So a mat made out of straw, mistama b'medrash, it contracts tuma from a zav. The shalkana mishalchala, but if it's reeds or grass, tahorin. Meisha ain't a ruli medrash because it's not really roi for a zav to sit on. Ushar machasalos, and when it comes to other types of mats, imasal l'shchiva, if it's made for lying on, mekabel tuma. Asal l'sichot, but if it's made for covering over, it's tahor. Asal stam gedola, right? But let's say it is large, right? So then we can assume it's made for shade, l'sichot ktana. Stama l'shiva. If it's made for what it called small, we can assume it's made to be sat upon. Halach yadalin machasel shasal akanim. So reeds were attached to a mat l'orkan along its length. Tama medrash tamei medrash shadayim ruli l'shiva. It can contract tuma from a zav because it's still ra'i to be sat upon, relied upon. Asa kimin ki tahora. But if it's made like the Greek letter chai, it is tahor. Asal akanim l'rochba. But let's say I made it lengthwise. There's no space between one reed and the other one for tvachim. If I split it along that lengthwise, then it can still contract tuma. The orka, if it's widthwise, so as long as there is enough left, three bonds of six tvachim are left, a dini ruli medrash is still right to be sat upon. Mustam pachas bikan tahara. A mustama pachas bikan, if it's smaller than that, it's tahara. So too, if I went ahead and unloosened the bond, then it's tahor. The aftumus medrash, so it's a kaba machaselas. So a mat does not contract tuma even from a zav. Until I finish working it, the tisnakev kamosh biyarno, as well as trimming off the edges and smoothing them out. Lachatazav teva shepascha milmala. So a chest that opens from above, tahor mina medrash, does not contract tuma from a zav. Shenir royaleisha v'alav aleiv. You don't sit on it. Mekabel ashar tumus, but it contracts other types of tuma. Pascha mitzida, let's say I open it from its side, tuma medrash ushar tumas. It gets tuma from a zav as well as other types of tuma. Lach design agala shel katam mistama medrash right not nishan alav. The carriage of a child contracts tuma from a zav because he'll lean upon it. Lach design makal shel zakenin tar, a walking stick used by an old person is tar miklum sheino asayah because only there to help him. Lach yedches sandal shel sayadin, so a sandal that's used by people who deal with lime who sandal shel eats. It's a wooden shoe. Mistama medras, it's considered to contract tumah from a zav, mesha sayid pamim metayabo achimagila beso. Because sometimes what it called the person who's working will wear it while walking until he reaches his home. Lachites kav shelkita, so that's a prosthetic leg, sheshbo base kibul that has a place like a little place above kasisin to receive any little remaining areas of skin. Mistama bishar tumos may base kibul. So therefore it can contract tuma because it has a receptacle area. Umistama medra shari nishna love. And it also contracts tuma from a zav because he can lean upon it. Finally, lachachaf, the elu tmein mishum merkav. These are the things that are contract tuma because they are ride that you can ride upon them. Mirdash shachamor, so that's the saddle blanket of a donkey. Utfitan shalsus, the saddle of a horse. The karagamal, the saddle for a camel. The okif shalnaaka, the saddle, another, what do you call it? The saddle of a female camel. Haluchos shemenichan agave chamor, so boards that are placed on top of a donkey. If acharach nosilav masoy, then only after you put the burden upon them, tahoros, maiser real America, but if I could ride upon those beams, tmea, it can contract tumah. That ends Parak Chaf Hei, and we will continue with Parak Chaf Vav next time.